Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. Preface. The contents of this book were first given on the air and then published in three separate parts as The Case for Christianity, 1943, Christian Behavior, 1943, and Beyond Personality, 1945. In the printed versions, I made a few additions to what I had said at the microphone, but otherwise left the text much as it had been. A talk on the radio should, I think, be as like real talk as possible, and should not sound like an essay being read aloud. In my talks I had therefore used all the contractions and colloquialisms I ordinarily use in conversation. In the printed version I reproduced this, putting don't and we've for do not and we have, and wherever in the talks I had made the importance of a word clear by the emphasis of my voice, I printed it in italics. I am now inclined to think that this was a mistake, an undesirable hybrid between the art of speaking and the art of writing. A talker ought to use variations of voice for emphasis, because his medium naturally lends itself to that method. But a writer ought not to use italics for the same purpose. He has his own, different means of bringing out the keywords, and ought to use them. In this edition I have expanded the contractions and replaced most of the italics by recasting the sentences in which they occurred, but without altering, I hope, the popular or familiar tone which I had all along intended. I have also added and deleted where I thought I understood any part of my subject better now than 10 years ago, or where I knew that the original version had been misunderstood by others. The reader should be warned that I offer no help to anyone who is hesitating between two Christian denominations. You will not learn from me whether you ought to become an Anglican, a Methodist, a Presbyterian, or a Roman Catholic. This omission is intentional, even in the list I have just given.